This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans in the U.S. Senate have blocked advancement of a major voting rights bill. 60 votes in the 100-seat Senate were required to advance the bill for debate, but all 50 Republicans had announced they would oppose the measure. The vote was taken this evening. The bill, which passed the Democrat-majority House in March, would have made it easier for people to register to vote, required states to hold at least 15 days of early voting, and allowed people to cast absentee ballots without giving a reason. Democrats plan to push for a revised version, led by Senator Joe Manchin, a West Virginia Democratic centrist, who had announced his opposition to the legislation approved in March. His proposed changes include adding a national voter ID requirement and cutting a public campaign financing provision from the original material. The Democratic push for election reform comes as Republican-controlled legislatures in many states are enacting new restrictions following the 2020 election, which saw former President Donald Trump repeatedly make false claims of election fraud. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, has said the bill that was just halted in a vote is an attempt by Democrats to, quote, rig the rules of American elections permanently in their favor. New York City is holding primary elections Tuesday. Residents are voting to replace term-limited Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's been in power since 2014. Policing and crime are high on the agenda. Protesters have accused members of the New York City Police Department of brutality and racial profiling. For the first time in the city's history, New York residents will use a ranked choice voting system for the mayoral primary. You're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Tuesday that thousands of asylum seekers whose claims were dismissed or denied under the Trump administration will be allowed to return for another chance at humanitarian protection. The Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for their court hearings. AP is reporting that registration begins Wednesday for asylum seekers whose cases were either dismissed or denied when they failed to appear in court. Syracuse University reports there are nearly 7,000 asylum seekers whose cases were dismissed and more than 32,000 whose cases were denied. Many are believed to have left the Mexico border region thinking their cases were finished. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in Germany Wednesday, where he'll take part in a conference on Libya. Germany and the United Nations are hosting Wednesday's conference in Berlin. It's aimed at building on earlier efforts to end the fighting in Libya and support a stable government. U.S. Special Envoy for Libya Richard Norland has said the talks would provide momentum for steps that need to be taken soon. In order for elections to be held in December, those steps include establishing a constitutional and legal basis for the vote. Norland told reporters Monday the conference will also feature an emphasis on foreign fighters leaving Libya. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has pardoned 9 jailed leaders of the Catalonia region's 2017 move for independence. Sanchez announced the pardons on Tuesday in a televised address after telling a group of civil society leaders in Barcelona on Monday that his cabinet would approve them. The leaders, who are still prohibited from holding public office, should be released from prison after the pardons have been published in the government's official journal. Opposition parties have said they would challenge the pardons in court. Opinion polls show a slim majority of the public opposes the pardons. Spain's Supreme Court sentenced the 9 Catalan leaders to jail in 2019 for sedition and other offenses. The sentences ranged from 9 to 13 years. And the UN's top official in Afghanistan warned on Tuesday that time is running out to prevent what she called a worst-case scenario. Deborah Lyons, who is the special representative of the UN Secretary General to Afghanistan, urged the warring parties in Afghanistan to abandon violence and make peace. She told a high-level meeting of the Security Council that the only acceptable direction for Afghanistan is, in her words, away from the battlefield and back to the negotiating table. She appealed to the council as well as Afghanistan's neighbors to push the Taliban and Afghan government back to the negotiating table. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.